what do you take away from more from last Saturday's Colts game? The fact that they went behind 28 points, or the fact that they came back?
The copy we watch is kind of dry. It's not real emotional, so we kind of see their schemes and their techniques and the personnel and that sort of thing. That's kind of what we analyze.
And the challenges does Robert Mathis pose to offense?
Incredible player. He works hard, plays hard, incredibly talented, has done it for a number of years, knows what he's doing. Yeah, what's yours?
Nate?
Okay.
You guys have played in primetime games before. It's the first time it's a Saturday this year. Considering, you know, you guys like your routine, playing on Sundays and whatnot, does that throw things off a little bit for you in that regard?
No. You know, we prepare the same way every week, and if that's a day ahead, that's fine, you know.
You played against Mathis last year, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
What do you remember from the blocking and how tough he was?
You know, whatever you see in years past, I think the best way to start this week is to look at what he's done most recently. And he's been playing really well this whole season, and he played really well against Kansas City. And you know, we go into this just from the ground up, that's for sure.
During the game, there's balance on running and passing. How much on the line do you notice that? Or do you mean, do you feel that at all? Is there some sort of rhythm you get into one way or the other?
You know, when you can move the ball, that's a positive feeling. And it's never easy. So whatever way you can do it, I guess.